everyone. Welcome back to The Growth Signal, where we are reimagining the future of how we build relationships with our customers, how we build them, how we keep them, and how we continue to lead as those customer expectations rapidly evolve. My name is Alyssa Nolte.
And my name is Anne Carton.
And we're going to have a great conversation today. So Anne, let's get right into it. What is your hot take?
My hot take is most experts are not getting paid what they could be getting paid. They are undervaluing their expertise, and they're letting people with less expertise actually steal the market and make millions of dollars.
Oh, God, I wish that that was like a hot take that I disagreed with. But I unfortunately agree with that. I was telling someone just a couple of days ago that my goal for this year is to just have more audacity, because there's people on the market who are less talented than me, less experienced than me. A mediocre white guy who is getting all of this success and I'm not. And I'm just like, you know what it is? They have the audacity to say things and do things that I just can't seem to bring myself to do. So if someone is hearing that and they say, you know, I'm an expert, but I'm not getting recognized for that. Mm-hmm. What do we actually do about that?
Yeah, I think there's a few things. First of all, you have to first say, I'm the expert and I'm not getting recognized or paid. You have to recognize that that's a problem, right? You're looking at everyone around you crushing it and you're like, what's wrong here? It really comes down to two things. You're not positioned well. People are now influenced by what they see online. And if somebody knows how to show up better, they know how to present themselves better, they know how to package themselves better, guess who's going to win the business? I say visibility and attention is the new currency, but really I say that's the new gold, but really influence is the new currency. So it's so important that you have pieces in place that will not only bring in the money that you want, which is the business model or the expertise, but it's also showing up powerfully with that in the right places to the right people with the right message and brand and all of the things that go with it. And I just see people that are just, they're invisible to their market because they don't have these foundational pieces in place. But you have to be willing to step into that.
I literally wrote a LinkedIn post like over a year ago, and it was something to the effect of, I don't want to be an influencer. I just want to do good work. I just want to deliver my services. And since then, now, if you ask me now, like, what do I do all day? Well, I create content and I am basically trying to be a LinkedIn influencer, because that is how I've seen other people find success and get opportunities and open the doors. And it's opened incredible doors for me. But I had to get over that like fear of putting myself out on the internet and risking looking stupid, because I go back and look at some of those things I did a year ago and I cringe.
Oh, gosh.
It's embarrassing.
I have like 1,400 YouTube videos. Go back to my first ones like 15 years ago. It's crazy. But I actually want to speak to that, Alyssa, because one of the things that people think is I have to be an influencer. And that's not what I'm talking about. But you do have to influence the right market. You do have to, you can be like a micro influencer, right? So like in your niche, in your industry, in your market, you're influencing buyers. You're influencing the people that can help you grow your market share and build your business. Yes, there are brand deals and there are plays for influencers, but the average person doesn't aspire to do that. I just want to grow my business. I want to build my business and I want to have impact. And I believe that's what most people are looking for. They want to be successful and they want to grow their impact in the world, but they don't necessarily care about being an influencer. So people in business think differently. I believe they do. I've built a lot of businesses and I've always wanted to influence my market. So two different takes on it. I hope that, you know, kind of gives people a little bit of a sigh of relief. Like, you don't have to be an influencer, but you do have to show up. You have to show up in the right way to the right people with the right offers, all of those things.
Right. The difference between a capital I influencer and a lowercase I influencer.
Oh, that's right? So good. Can I steal that?
100%. Yeah. As you were talking, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, it's like influencer, the person who's pushing makeup or product or skincare or whatever on my TikTok feed versus the person who has influence.
Oh, yes. Yeah. TikTok.
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, that is super powerful that you said that. I have never thought about that. And that's brilliant. Brilliant, Alyssa, because that is exactly what we're talking about. It's about being the one people choose.
Yeah. And I think that's what every person who's trying to build a business is trying to figure out how to do. So let's talk about, like, let's get down to the brass tacks. If someone is hearing this and they're saying, I want to be a lowercase I influencer because I know that that's the way that people buy these days. Yes. And I have something great and I have something to offer the world, but I'm not getting the time, attention, recognition, or whatever it is that I'm looking for that my business deserves. What is the first thing you would have them start doing to go down that journey?
Well, there's actually a couple things that have to work in alignment here. First of all, if you're selling cheap used cars, you're not going to get premium pricing. If you look like a cheap used car, you're not going to get premium pricing. So one of the things that I help people do is play in the top of their market, the top 1%, the top 5% of their industry in their market. That means they're getting the best clients, the best customers. They're getting paid the most money. I've done this in over 80 different industries with hundreds and hundreds of people over 15 years. And I did it for myself over 30 something years building multiple businesses. It is the play for experts. The play for experts is you rise above the noise. You package yourself in a way where you're getting the best. You're getting paid the most money. That's the first thing. The second thing is now you want to make sure that the right people are seeing you. So you have to have the right positioning online, or you let them see how credible you are. One of the things I do with people is really help them make their outside brilliant, like their outside look as brilliant and amazing as they are on the inside. That's a big piece of it, because they can't go get these really high-end clients or people wanting to pay them more money than their competitors if they don't look like they deserve it. So we've got to give the outside perception the same value as the inside reality. And so that's a really important piece. Once you put those two things together, your positioning is spot on. It's going to attract those premium buyers. Your offers are not going to repel by premium buyers. They're going to be like, this makes sense. Why would I not pay you that kind of money? That's the first thing. Then you want to make sure that you stay relevant and visible in the market. And then that takes marketing and sales strategies. That takes sales conversion strategies. So a lot of times people, when they think about influencing their market, they think about posting content. That's great to build credibility. That's great to build visibility. That's great to build up that online expert platform and positioning that we all need to be doing, especially if you're an expert, because the kids have figured that part out. But the other side of that is now you have to be able to move people into wanting to work with you or buy from you. And that takes a marketing and sales plan. So just posting and praying, I call that hope and pray, that's not going to work. You need a lead generation system that will move people into becoming buyers. And a lot of people either have the brand thing all going and the content thing dialed in, and they're missing the actual outbound work to get the inbound results. So they're posting and they're praying. Or they have the lead generation going, but they don't look credible. They mm-hmm. don't look like the expert that they are. And so if either one of these things are missing, you're going to miss out on the money they could be making.
One of the things that, as you were talking, I was thinking about the importance of having like someone help you do that, because I always am frustrated because the way I look in the mirror isn't the same way I look in pictures or on video. And so I don't have that clear view of myself to be honest about, you know, what I'm seeing in the mirror versus what I'm seeing in the actual real wild. So how do you help people break out from their what they think they look, sound, feel like in terms of their expertise and what they actually look, think, and feel and sound like?
Oh, I love this question, because this is exactly what I do with people. First of all, you're too close to all of your value and your brilliance. You cannot see it for yourself. It's so natural for you. You don't even give it a thought anymore. This is common for all of us. So the first thing I do with people, because I help them get really premium clients, we're talking $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, $400,000 plus clients, is sort of the world that I play in. And they're when they come to me, they maybe see me or they hear me, they come across my marketing, or maybe I invite them to a workshop that I do. And they're like, this sounds amazing. I want it, but can I do it? And what I would say, the first thing I say to my clients, it's not, can you? It's, you know, how can you? Because if you have spent years learning what you've learned, if you've invested money, if you've invested time, most real true experts have so much behind them that they don't even realize how much that's worth to the market. So when I think about one of my clients, we were creating a $60,000 offer for him. He said, Ann, I love this. This so resonates with me. And I feel like I'm worth every penny of this. But I still feel nervous about this. And I said, let's just break this down. So I'll just give you the process. How many years did he had a PhD? Okay. How many years did you go to school to get your PhD? He said, oh my gosh, like years. And how many years have you worked in the industry doing what you do? Oh my gosh, years. How much money have you invested into that, into your schooling, into all that? He said, a fortune. And I said, if we look at a result that you've got one of your clients in this market, what was that result? He said, he tripled his income working for a corporation. I said, and you're telling me, and I said, and the people that we're targeting, do they have money? Do they have budgets? And he said, oh my gosh, yes. I said, so where are you not feeling it? And he's like, I never thought about it that way. And that's literally what we're talking about. When I walk them through the process, when I walk them through, do you think you don't deserve this? They're like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. And then a lot of times they'll go out and they'll close a client like that and they'll come back and they'll go, Ann, I probably could have charged even three times more. I've had that happen as well. So it just is a mindset shift and I just have to really get them to see that and pull that out of them and show them, wow, look what this could do for the market. Look at what they could generate from this. Look at, you know, and then they start to shift their belief system. But deep down, I believe the people that I work with know they deserve more. They just don't know how to do it. They just don't. So I'm not ever convincing people in that way. I'm not saying, oh, I'm trying to convince you that you should go out and get a $200,000 client. They're hearing it thinking, wow, I would love to do that. They're not saying, am I good enough? That's the difference. Does that make sense?
It does. And there's a common like thread that I have in this podcast, and I'm up to like 60 something episodes now. And it's the idea of giving permission and getting permission. It's almost like you're giving them permission to monetize, right? Permission to charge for the things that they see. Because we see far too many people, and especially women, mm-hmm. who are waiting for someone to tell them it's okay to charge mm-hmm. for your expertise and talent. And it's okay to charge what you're worth. And you don't have to sit down and wait for someone to say, well, here, I'll offer you $20,000. You can say, hey, I charge $20,000, and have that almost like a permission structure, even though it shouldn't be that way, to take it to the next level.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to think about it. I like to actually think about it more like validation than permission. Because when I think about permission, it's like me saying, okay, I'm giving you permission to go do this, instead of saying, oh no, my expertise, I know you can go do this. Like so it's validation to them that the market is there. They can go do this in the market. So yeah, maybe a little different play from what you're thinking. But I do validate them. Because I've been out there doing this for so long with so many people, I know what the market can bear and what it can't. And that is where expertise comes in, right? There are a lot of people out there saying, we can help you get high ticket clients. And, you know, all of this, I hear that out there in the online world. And I'll say, I love to throw this question out. What's high ticket to you? I always say, what's high ticket? And they'll say, you know, 5,000 or 10,000. I go, what if that should be 50,000 or 100,000? So now you're keeping people small because that's what you know, but that maybe isn't where their expertise is.
It's so funny that you say that because I come from the Midwest, right? So everything is
I'm the Midwest.
Yeah, Midwest girls. I'm from Iowa.
I'm a Missouri girl, so yeah.
All right, we're right here in the heart. And one of the things I had to learn, because almost all of my clients are coastal, mm-hmm. is that I would come in and kind of lowball because our cost of living is just lower here. And so like I would say, oh yeah, well we can do that probably for 10,000. And then I find out later that my competitor is charging 30 or 40 for the exact same type of work. And so we were winning the business, but we were not as profitable as we could have been if we would have just said, oh yeah, you know, we have experts from all over the world on our team and we charge, you know, 50,000 for this. Once I started just saying that number confidently and not being like, well, what do you think we should charge or what do you think this is worth? People started giving me that opportunity. And then it even got to the point where people were coming to me and saying, Alyssa, I've got 50,000 to spend. How would you spend it if you were me? And then we worked together on how they can spend that $50,000 with us. But it wasn't until I stood up for myself and said, hey, we're worth just as much as that, you know, high ticket. We're going up against like McKinsey and stuff like that. We're worth just as much as them. We're just better, faster, and more nimble.
Actually, I was going to say, you actually have a bigger play there, to be honest, because they don't have, there's not all the red tape. There's not all the politics. There's not all the, a lot of times when people work with really large companies, and this even goes with a lot of times when you work with gurus, you know, in the online space, you don't really get what you pay for because it's so volume based and they don't really, there's no customer care. There's no depth to what's going on. And I kind of like push back against those kind of models and things like that. I believe that if you are a boutique agency or you're a boutique consultant or coach or professional service provider in some way, you actually have the upper hand, but you do have to position yourself differently. You do have to package differently. You have to know how to sell that. But when you step up and you can show them why you are a better choice and a better option, you can win the business over them anytime. And you can even undercut their prices, but you can still get paid 3 to 5 to 10 times more than what you're probably charging. So that's all just, again, understanding the market and what is available out there. So, yeah, I love that you brought that up, though. That's a great way to say it. And I always say, I learned this from somebody way back when, and they said, don't sell from your own wallet.
Yep.
Never sell from your own wallet. Your wallet has nothing to do with your expertise, your brilliance, your what you bring to the market. It's completely irrelevant to it. And one other thing I heard that I'll share, and I'm trying to remember who I heard this from. It was an entrepreneur out there. I think it was David Newman. He's brilliant. I think he's amazing, but he's a marketing guy. But he was trying to teach people how to get high-end speaking events. And he said, when you go in for that contract, and it just made me laugh. He said, you want to say your fee like, here's the salt, here's the pepper, my fee is this. Here's the salt, here's the pepper, my fee is this. Here's this. And I just laughed at that. But that's how he wanted you to just say it. Like, it should just roll off your tongue. Like, here's the salt, here's the pepper. And that's what I try to get my clients to as well when they are selling these services, how they show up.
Well, and if you think about it, if you are not confident in your own price, then they will sense that, right?
Oh, sure.
So if it's not as matter of fact of like, here's the salt, here's the pepper, I'm $50,000. Yeah. If you're like, how does $50,000 sound? And you like raise your eyebrows and lean in a little bit closer, like it's going to come across, even if it's on a Zoom call, even if it's in person, like they're going to get the vibe that you're not sure that that's of value. And then that just opens that door in their minds, whether they realize it or not, that maybe they are not sure that you're worth that value.
And, you know, here's something too, Alyssa, that we really didn't talk about. But when you are positioned in the right way and your marketing's really dialed in, people come to you already knowing you're the Lamborghini, that you're not the cheap used car, and that there's going to be a premium price. So it practically 80% sells you. And so when you get on a call with someone because they've seen your stuff, this is what happens with me. People will say, "Ann, I went and binge watched, you know, this and that. I came across you. How come I haven't known about you? I know I want to work with you. Let's talk about what that looks like." Also, I have a qualification process. So I qualify people before I even get on a call with them. And so all of that is put in place. And that's one of the things I also teach my clients. So they're not burning up time with people that aren't the right fit or not decision makers or whatever that is. But when you actually get on a call with the person, when all of this is dialed in, you're actually vetting them more than they are vetting you. That's an important factor. You're trying to decide,
are they going to be the right fit for me to be able to get the results that I can get for them? Like, that's what I'm always looking at. First of all, am I going to want to work with you? Is there this natural, fun dynamic? And do I believe that you're going to get the results based on where you are in your business and what your expertise is and what you do? And if I believe that, then we'll talk about what that looks like to work together. But until I believe that in that person, then we won't even discuss prices or packages or anything like that. So, but it's a little different because I'm consulting and coaching people. So I'm working really alongside them and with them. It's different than I'm just building a website or, however, you can still have bad clients doing done for you services, right? They can be a nightmare because you didn't really vet properly. So I think it's important in any client, service relationship, really, or client prospect relation, that didn't come out right. Client service relationship. I think it's really important that you're vetting. They're vetting you too, but you're the deciding factor. Do I bring this person on or is it not the right fit? So
it's so hard to, like, when you're first getting started.
Yeah,
it feels when like you're any dollar started, you is a good anything. Dollar.
Yes.
But you're desperate.
You quickly
for any
learn
dollar.
What you don't want, right? Yes.
Yeah. And that's something you can only learn like by actually doing. But the hard part that I think people often forget is that, especially when you're working in a coaching, consulting, anything where you're kind of selling your own expertise, mm-hmm. it's almost like you're selling a little bit of your own self in that moment. And like, mm-hmm. if it's a wrong fit, it can really truly drain you. Like, I have had nightmare clients who paid me really good money, but I would never take them back again because it was such a drain on my soul. And it almost made me question, like, do I want to do this
it's
anymore?
It's not worth it, right? No, it's right. not worth it. I
right.
think we
and the right client
we fired.
Oh my God, yes. Or we just like never followed up with after the project was over. Like, I'll take that money and then I will disappear into the ether. Mm-hmm. Because there's almost something there, like the right clients will come to you and they will find you and you will know when they're the right clients. Mm-hmm. When you, to your point, I think you've said it a couple times, when you've got it all dialed in.
Yeah, it is about having it really dialed in. Well, let me just say this. Can you do it without having things dialed in? Yes, but you're making your life harder. That's the way I'm going to say it. You're now, your sales conversations are harder. Your sales calls are harder. And now there's just a lot more work that has to happen on the sales end versus letting your marketing really do the heavy lifting for you, having the right systems in place so you're getting in front of the right people with the right message. And they're really identifying, I like this person. I really want to work with this person. I feel like, gosh, I wish I would have known about you sooner. And the interesting thing is when a lot of my clients, when they come back after we 3 to 10 times what they're making per client. And they'll come back. And the very first thing I hear over and over and over again is, oh my gosh, these clients are so different to work with. Yes, they are, right? Higher level clients, typically, they're typically just easier to work with.
Yeah.
They're not in the same mindset. They don't need the same convincing. They move faster, they make decisions faster, they're action takers, they're committed, all of those things. And that's also what charging high can do. It brings in people that have more of a commitment,
yeah.
and they're not looking for you to be the magic bullet. They're taking responsibility and they're looking for you to be their expert guidance and support or delivering whatever it is you do in your business. And that's very different. That's a very different way to do business.
There's this perception that it'll be easier to get a $1,000-$5,000 client than it would be to get a $150,000 client. I have found the exact opposite. I have to work so much harder to close a deal under $10,000 than I do have to close a deal under like $150,000.
100%.
They're just in a different frame of mind. If you're only willing to spend $1,000, it's probably the only $1,000 that you have.
Right.
And you're like so scarcity mindset and so fearful that this is going to be the wrong decision. People
yeah.
who are dropping $150 on a project, like they've got a huge budget for them. This is just
yeah.
part of the process and it doesn't feel as scary.
Yeah, it's not anything for them. And that's the thing. That's again, going back to don't sell from your own wallet. But you're absolutely right. The energy is so different with clients that are paying premium. They're all in. all of my clients that I work with now, I love every one of them. I leave calls with them. I'm energized. I'm fired up. They're fired up. It's like, what can be better than that? I mean, seriously. And I've had the opposite, which is why at one point I actually almost quit my coaching and consulting business because I was not loving it because of the clients that I was bringing in. The energy wasn't there. The action wasn't there. I wanted their success more than they did. Well, that never goes well. Let me just tell you.
It never works.
It never works. And so it just was just a constant drain. And it's just important. I think if you have a client that you can just never shut your brain off from, that's a big red flag.
Yeah, 100%. You know, thinking about all of the people that you know or aspire to know, who is leading the charge? Who is changing the way we think about our expertise and our business and how we grow our businesses truly?
One of the people that I absolutely love to listen to is Myron Golden. He is so phenomenal. And, you know, he wrote the book, giving him a big plug here. And I've never worked with him, but I follow him because he's brilliant. He's got a PhD and he just comes with, he's also, he preached at one time. And so he's very faith-based. But one of the reasons I love him so much is because he actually was one that opened up my mind when I heard him say, I'm trying to remember what he charges for a day with him. It might be close to $1 million for one day with him. Maybe that's not completely right, but it's way up there. Like, let's just say
that
it's more than most people make in a year, right? And he doesn't, he will have people that will pay him that because of the expertise that he brings. And he also talks about premium but showing how he does things and that the fact that he says, if you want to work with me for a day, it's, you know, $350,000. Now it might be $1 million. That expands your mindset to the expert that he truly is. And I don't mind giving him a plug because I think it's amazing that opportunity is even out there. And so that's just a big thing. So for me, he inspires me in many, many ways in what he is doing. And the first time I ever heard him, I thought, who is this person? He's phenomenal. So
that really just changes the perspective on like what the ceiling is, right? Because if you've been thinking the ceiling is $100,000,
yeah,
or $10,000 a day or whatever your ceiling that you had in your mind,
yeah,
well, that ceiling is actually a lot higher than you think it is. So you're not that far down if you're just in the middle.
I love people that I see just doing such huge things. I mean, we used to think, oh, $1 million a year. You know, you'd hear $1 million a year or whatever. You know, now people are having $1 million hours.
That is wild.
Think about that. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, if they can do it, I can do it, right? So I always look at that and I'm like, okay, I'm inspired. Now I want to know how. Now I want to know how to do that. And so those are the kind of people that inspire me or the people that have, like, to me, they're breaking the mold. I mean, they've just broken the mold and they're breaking through those limits that we've put on ourselves. You're from the Midwest. I'm from the Midwest. We know what a Midwest mindset is like when it comes to money, right? It's farmer.
Be humble. Don't talk about it.
Yeah. And it's farmer, kind of farmer mentality and, you know, hold on and all the things you grew up with, like a penny saved is a penny earned. And
yeah. Don't drive a nice car. Never buy a new car. Yeah. Always has to, you know.
Yeah. But I have to tell you what changed me in that is when I first came into the coaching and consulting space and I was working with people that weren't paying a lot of money and yet I was getting them phenomenal results. And I was like, why are they making money and I'm not? Like, why am I helping them shortcut and speed things and I'm not making the money? So I hired my first coach. She was online. Back then, we had CDs and we did teleconference calls, right? We didn't have all these tools that we have now. But I remember she said on one of her CDs, if you don't have a $50,000 offer, you can't sell it. And back then I was like, you know, I'm Midwest, right? And I had been running around to people's businesses, coaching them and consulting them. And I thought $50,000, oh my gosh, what would I ever sell? Like I had no idea I'd be helping people get multiple six-figure offers, you know, in place and selling those years later. But that expanded my mind because I thought, okay, if she's telling me I should have that and I should do it, I want to know how. And then I instantly started looking for a coach or a consultant or someone who could show me the path for that. And that, so if people started looking at these things and they said, if they're doing it, I can do it. This is also why, Alyssa, I say a lot of experts are underpaid. Instead of people being skeptical, how about looking at it and say, what do they have I don't have? Because at the end of the day, we all have gifts and talents and expertise and things that we, it's unique to us. And Myron Golden is doing a lot of the same things I'm doing. And he knows a lot of things that I don't know, but I know a lot of things that he's never done. So you have to look at that and say, it's not that they're better. They're just doing things differently.
And if someone is hearing this and they're really connecting with you, they want to learn more, they want to follow up, where can they find you online?
Yes, you can go to my website at annelcarden.com. I've got some free resources on there. You can grab my books on there. It will give you the Amazon links. I have 4 books out. And you can check out my podcast, grab my magazine. There's all kinds of goodies on there for you. But you can also book a call. If you love what I'm saying and you're like, I want to do that, let's talk.
Anne, thank you so much for being on The Growth Signal. This was a truly fascinating conversation.
Thank you. It's been fun.